This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The Indian markets are suggesting that we're going to have another gap down opening, but remember, we've been resilient versus the rest of the global markets. We've gotten away with limited cuts versus the weakness that we're seeing across the rest of the global markets. In terms of the cues from Wall Street ended lower. That Fed hangover still seems to be there. Dow was down a quarter of a percent, a third of a percent. Nasdaq losing 1.4%. The US 10-year yield surged to levels of 3.7%. The 2-year yield was at 4.1. The dollar index is high at levels above 111. Across the world, central bankers continue to tighten rates. Bank of England has raised interest rates for the 7th time in a row by 50 basis points. They say they will continue to respond forcefully and necessary to tame inflation despite the economy entering recession. Japanese markets are shut today, but you can see red across the screen for the rest of the Asian markets. For us, as I said, we've been resilient. We've gotten away with limited cuts. Yesterday, we closed at the 17,630 mark, a cut of nearly 100 points on the Nifty. The support from here on will be 17,430, but watch for the rupee levels because the rupee weakened to levels below that 80 mark. And remember, the rupee weakness makes it unattractive for FII inflows. So the FII inflows get impacted when the rupee starts to weaken. The FII sold 2,500 crore in the cash market, while the DIIs bought 263 crore. But net-net, we had a big institutional sell figure of 2,200 crore. Stocks on your radar, Tata Steel, because they've said that they will be merging all the 7 subsidiaries of Tata Steel into the company. So synergy benefits come through. Stocks you should keep on your radar, Tata Steel Long Products, Tata Metallics, TRF. IT stocks, also keep your eye on them. Accenture has guided for an 8 to 11% revenue growth for the next year, FY23. This, remember, is the first guidance given by a global IT company, and it gives you a sense of the demand outlook. 8 to 11% growth for next year is lower than the 26% growth that they clocked in the year gone by. So in that sense, there is a significant moderation, takes into account the macro uncertainty. But remember, Accenture usually guides low and then raises it as the year progresses. RBI has taken action against M&M Financial. They've directed M&M Financial to stop recovery operations via third party till further orders. They can carry out recovery or repossession activities through its own employees. And finally, keep your eye on Hero Motor Corp. They're looking to raise prices to pass on the burden of higher cost inflation. So those stocks should be on your radar as well. Keep your eye on ICICI Lombard as well. Let me add that one more stock because CLSA has upgraded the stock. Target price at 1470. They see multiple triggers that could reverse the underperformance. And Paytm, Goldman has added it to its conviction list. So it's a buy call with a target price of 1100 rupees per share. Have a good trading session. This broadcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.